This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. One of the many things that's weird about this coronavirus economy is how it's hitting some industries real hard, some industries almost not at all, and then some industries real hard at first, but now much less so. Housing falls into that last category, so we have called a mortgage broker here in L.A. who we know. Vivian Geller is a partner at Pacific Trust Group. Vivian, it's good to have you back on.
Hi, Kai. Thanks for having me back on.
So what a difference 6 months make, right? We talked to you in March at the beginning of all this, and suffice it to say, it was not looking great in real estate and mortgages, open houses being canceled, all of that stuff. How's it been?
It's been crazy, Kai. Yeah, it's definitely been a crazy last 6 months. And quite honestly, it's gone in a totally different direction than I would have anticipated. The market's completely picked up. We're at, you know, record lows in interest rates, which is fueling the real estate market. And in fact, it's been busier than ever.
Who is buying houses now? Because it seems to me that makes a difference, right?
Yeah, pretty much it's, you know, we're seeing borrowers that are salaried, well-prepared to buy houses. It's a little more difficult for self-employed borrowers right now because the banks are doing an extra level of due diligence to make sure that these self-employed borrowers qualify for the loans. You know, they're asking for business bank statements, and they want to see those deposits going into the business. So it's been tough for those that are self-employed, but if you're salaried and you have, you know, a W-2 job, It's not so bad.
The problem, of course, is that so many people are self-employed or in the gig economy, and I imagine you must have conversations with your would-be clients to say, I'm sorry, we can't do it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially here in Los Angeles, where we have, you know, a huge population that's self-employed. It makes it really hard, especially people in production, you know, that are not working right now. Mm-hmm. So it's been very difficult for both refinances and for purchases. I basically had to tell them that we're just going to have to wait until work picks back up for them.
Well, let's get to the until part, right? Because there's a lot wrapped up in that phrase. As you know, Jay Powell said yesterday, interest rates are going to be low as far as the eye can see. The pandemic is still in control of this economy. Suss out your business for me for the next, I don't know, like year, 18 months?
Yeah, I think it's going to continue to be really busy. As long as interest rates stay low, it's going to be very, very busy. The banks are probably going to continue to make it a little tough for self-employed borrowers. Some banks have actually already said that the self-employed borrowers have to bring larger down payments in to qualify. So it may be difficult for those borrowers, but the low interest rates are going to continue to fuel the real estate market, no question.
With the caveat here that you are in Los Angeles, a major metropolitan area, I'm sure you have colleagues in other parts of the country. What are you seeing of this phenomenon that we keep hearing about of people ditching big cities and saying, you know what, I can work from anywhere. I don't have to be here where real estate is high. I'm going to move to Ottumwa, Iowa.
Absolutely true. We've seen so many clients here move to Palm Springs and Santa Barbara. So yes, we're seeing a lot of that, but we're seeing that happen San Francisco, you know, New York, Los Angeles. People are just moving to where they want to be, not necessarily in a big city.
Vivian Geller, she's at the Pacific Trust Group here in LA. Vivian, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Kai. Thanks so much.